Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It is The Buzz, Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the show that you love so much that you tune in. You've made us the number one show, number one talk show, social media talk show. Can you imagine, of all the people socially mediaizing, we're number one. That's because everybody likes what we're talking about. And today what we're talking about is hustle, loyalty, respect, okay? Three things that go good together, better than peanut butter and jelly. Hustle, loyalty, and respect. If you're going to hustle, you better be loyal and you better show some respect. Anyway, we have the cast and creators of the show on our show today. Some time ago, we had the director of the show, and now we have some other members of the participating entertainment community that make that show happen on today, so we're going to talk to them. If you would like to call the show, you're welcome to. Our number is 646-595-4802, or you can email if you got a question or comment. You can email it, and we'll read it on the air. Heck yeah, why not, man? Live on the air. We'll read it on the air if you'd like to. So welcome to the show, the creators of Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Chicago. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so everybody introduce yourself and give us a short little bio, like one at a time.
Well, I'm the executive producer and the creator of Hustle Boy 2. I'm also a cast member, too. I was a cast member on season one, and I'm back for season two.
Okay, and how about what's your name? How about like that? Who are you?
Oh, right. Of course, I wasn't going to forget the name. I'm Trisha.
Oh, okay. All right.
But see, when I say I'm the executive producer, everybody already know me because I'm famous from the show.
Right. Okay. Well, just say it just for those who don't know it already.
Tristan Hendricks.
Okay, so that's Tristan. And then who else do we have on the call now?
My name is Orion Craig. I've been doing the show for two seasons now. I am also director of the show and director of photography and producer on the show as well. Me and Tristan created the show for two seasons now. The first season was this thing, and now season two, we tried to make it bigger and better. So that's my part of the show.
Okay, we have somebody else who's on the line too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and tell us who you are.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Denisha Collier. Also work on HLR. This is my first year doing it. I'm a videographer. I've been working as a cameraman on the show. A little bit about myself. I've been doing this for a couple of years. I tried this new project. I'm enjoying it. It's pretty fun.
And that's actually a perfect segue into my first question, which is, And it, all of you get to answer this because this is the question. The question is, why? Why are you guys dedicating so much time to, I mean, 2 years you guys have put into this show, right? So I'm sure the very first question that people probably ask you is, why are you doing this?
Well, reason why I started it because I was always into reality TV. You know, everybody knows that already. And why keep it going? Because if you ever want to make it in life, especially being an underground artist, you just can't stop once you just put one thing out. You have to continue and keep going until you make it. You know, nothing will happen overnight, and we understood that. Me and Orion understood that the first day we started filming the show back in the summer of 2016. So that's how we keep going until we can't go no more. And I get that question.
I want to say somebody on the call has a little background noise. If they can get a quieter place, that'd be great.
But they phone on mute. Okay.
Yeah, somebody's got. Okay, that sounds good.
So I get asked that question all the time, like, how long do you think you're going to continue to do it, though? And, you know, I always tell everybody, like, until I can't do it no more. You know, I'm not going to just stop. This is my career now. This is a lot.
And wouldn't you agree that when you're doing something that you love, you're following your dream, your passion, it's not really like work, right?
Exactly, most definitely.
When you're passionate
about something, you just do it no matter what, either if you get paid or not. If someone watches it or a billion people watch it, you just do it because you love to do it.
Right. And now let me ask you.
Can we mute the Nigel phone? I'm curious. Can we mute it? Because all the noise is coming from his background. And I don't understand how you call into a radio show and knowing that you're going to be live and you got all that noise.
Who, me?
Yes, your background is very loud.
I apologize. Like I was explaining earlier that I had plans and trying to make everything work, trying to make everybody happy. I don't know, I'm a people pleaser. But if you want me to get off, I guess I understand. I can put my 2 cents in and you guys got this.
Well, it's quiet now. We just wanted to be quiet.
Yeah.
So you
don't have to get off.
I'm sorry. I just put headphones in trying to get it as quiet as possible. I'm sorry about that. Apologize.
Well, okay. Now that brings me to my next question, actually, which is getting along. How do you guys all get along? It seems like right there was a little tense moment. How do you guys always make it work where everybody can get along and, you know, be respectful of everybody's emotions and feelings, but still at the same time, you know, you got to keep this project moving forward?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't have any problems with anybody.
The production team gets along. It's just the cast members, but, you know, the production team gets along very well.
Yeah, I believe it. The people in production really don't got time for drama. If there's drama, the show don't get made.
Right, exactly. The drama's supposed to be with the cast members. So we have an understanding with everything. And we never had any disagreements, so that's good.
Is there any type of work ethic that you guys would like to share with us? Like maybe there's something that you do together as a team to make sure that everything gets done and makes the show happen?
One thing that we do is every Wednesday we had a production meeting. Like every Wednesday night, that was like everybody's like freest day. before everything got really busy, but most of the time we have production meetings just going over plans for the show and talking about what we had just shot and what we can do to improve on the show and whatnot. Just to come together and just have like a weekly meeting discussion about the plans moving forward.
Anybody want
to
add anything else to that?
I definitely agree. That was probably one of our biggest strengths during this process, just collaborating and just getting a chance to like talk to each other, figure out what's the best thing for the show. Those meetings over the phone late at night when everybody was just done with what they're doing in the day really worked. A time where everybody could just get together and talk about the show really helped, I think. And if you're going to watch, you'll definitely see how it played a big part in how we were able to get different ideas and everything out into the show.
Interesting. Anybody else? Anybody else got something to say on that particular question?
You know, I think what I try to do is, you know, as me being the leader of the show, I try to have an understanding on everybody. You know, like when something can't get done, I try to have an understanding on why it's not done, or when something is done. You know, I just try to have a great understanding with my team instead of just trying to push them and not trying to work with them. One thing I can is I try to work with everybody, you know, to make sure that we are everybody.
Yeah, we're going to try to work through that noise on the phone, but it is very loud. Let me ask you all the same question, too, now. So those were just some bees, right? Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So those were some do's, for example. Now, do you have any don'ts that you want to tell maybe future filmmakers? These are some don'ts based on your experience working on the show. Don't do things you might want to talk about.
The main thing when filmmaking in this industry is don't be late. That's a very important thing to remember when you're a filmmaker. Every film set you go to, whether it's a movie, a TV show, even a documentary shoot, an event shoot, a wedding shoot, any type of filmmaking, the number one rule is to be on time. And being on time means showing up early. To be early is to be on time, and to be on time is to be late, is what they say. So always try to show up early, and because when you show up and the event is just starting, you have to set up the camera and you might miss something very crucial that you can use in the project. So it's always best to just set that little timer beforehand. That way you can be prepared for when the action actually starts happening and it'll make the process a lot smoother.
Sure. I can see that. Anybody else want to add to that?
Denisha.
Well, definitely things that we just got to keep in mind. It's just like keeping relationships good. Definitely a big part of filmmaking is networking. Filmmaking is one of those arts where you can't do it on your own. You definitely need people. You need to know people. As they say, it's the people you know. I think that's one of the big ones. So even in this instance, meeting all these people, you never know, maybe 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, we may meet up somewhere else. You may need to work together. So, I mean, just keeping relationships and networking with people is a big one.
Yeah, like you know, I can piggyback off of that. Stay humble, right? So I feel like a lot of the cast members on season 2 is not grateful for anything that me or the team have done for them. And having that attitude in this business is just not fun. You're not going to make it far with that attitude. And everything that my team have provided and gave to me, I'm more than blessed for everything. including the outsider Stephanie gave and helped out with the show. And I feel like this group, the cast members, they don't know the value of a dollar, I guess.
Wow, that's very interesting. So what do you do when you've got somebody you're working with that doesn't see the value and doesn't appreciate? I mean, I kind of look that like if you're in a marriage with somebody that doesn't appreciate the value of their husband or their wife.
I'm sorry, say that again, I didn't hear you.
I was wondering, what do you do when you find yourself in a situation where your cast members don't appreciate the work that went into them getting there? And I equate that to if you are, you know, married to somebody that doesn't see the value in their husband or their wife.
Well, it's really not much we can do, because once we start filming, we don't really see their true color until we get deep into filming. And once we start seeing their true color, as long as they don't overstep themselves, like overstep, I mean, they didn't overstep themselves when they, like, overdo it, something that's overboard, then you do get kicked off the show. But, you know, sometimes it's just too late for us to even try to kick them off because they don't understand life, you know, or
mm-hmm.
understand the things that we do on the show. Because a lot of times this season you will see a lot of them don't understand the decisions that I make for the show. And that's
little. Yeah, and anybody else want to add to that?
Well, I feel like that was a big one that came into play this season. A lot of people had or maybe just didn't understand like what went on behind the scenes to get the show to work. And maybe thought it was a way of the executive producer making more drama for the show. You'll hear that a lot. That was a big conflict that came up throughout the show. So just add on that.
Yeah, me as a producer on the show, I tried to help out in that situation, be like the guy that tried to calm both sides down. For instance, like if a cast member had a problem with Tristan since they're on the show together, we have this rule where if you really don't want to deal with Tristan on the business side of things, one of the other producers, me and the other producer, Desiree, we can step in and you can communicate with us if issues got that bad. But most of the time, it never really got to that point. But it was sometimes that, like a day or so, where things just needed to calm down and we needed to step up our duties, because me, on my producing side, I wasn't responsible for the cast. I was responsible for the production team, making sure the shooting went well. But sometimes I would have to talk to the cast to make sure their side is okay as well, if they need to get there. So team always just has to look out for each other.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, and most...
You go ahead, please.
Well, you know, and me and Orion works close together more than everybody else that's on the production team. And it's funny how he has to come in and try to, you know, play peacemaker, because it's like he can say what I say and they'll probably be okay with it. Because so when I say it, it's a problem, it's a war. But when he speaks, it's probably like, oh, okay, we understand. And that's the type of kiddie stuff that we have to deal with. We had to deal with this season. So, and like Denise just said, one of the biggest things is that Tristan make things bigger than what it is. But that's really not true, because nobody really actually tried to walk into my shoes, because they don't know how to produce the show. You know,
mm-hmm.
they think what I'm doing as my job is making things bigger than what it is, which I'm not. You know, I didn't make anybody do anything this season. Everybody actually did everything on their own, you know. So you'll see a lot of that this season.
Now, let me ask a question. This is kind of a, you know, the dumb question now, which is, what is the show about?
Ooh, I think me and Orion probably have two definitions. So I can go, Orion, and then you can tell your definition of it. My definition is, I know when you hear hustle, loyalty, respect, first thing you think about hustle. I don't want people to think about hustle when they first hear it. This season, our goal was to focus more about the group versus last season. Last season, we kind of did get into the hustle a lot, but at the same time, the group was really divided last season. So we really wanted to see what would happen if we really see the relationships play out with the group this season. And we really succeeded at that. Everybody got together more. So this season is really all about friendships. That's what it's really all about, friendships and trying to get to know each other, trying to work with each other, because we did try to do a song with each other this season. So you get to see us trying to work with each other, trying to keep a friendship strong, and you see some friendships end this season. So I'm guessing, I'm going to say in one word, friendship.
Anybody else want to add something to that?
Well, I guess I can throw in my part of what he thinks will be different. The show is called Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, and we did try to implement the hustle. Like Tristan said, the group had a project that they were trying to do. That was mainly like probably like a draw card, just so the audience can have something to, you know, come back and see how the progress is on the project. But the real story comes through in the loyalty and respect side of things. Is the group going to stay loyal to each other as friends, or is the group going to be divided? And are they going to continue to respect each other, or are they, or is disrespect going to show its face? And that's the main conflict within the group this season, whereas last season, it was a lot of more individual hustle, and the group was divided. This time, the group is more together. Like, the focus is on the group as a whole. So the storyline focuses on how does one person's actions affect everybody, not just themselves.
Well, now, I want to ask a question to everybody. Okay, so take your time before you answer. And when you answer, make sure you announce who you are so the listeners knows, you know, who this answer is coming from. But when you say the three words, hustle, loyalty, and respect, there are three very strong, powerful words. So in your opinion, each of you one at a time, in your opinion, which one of those words means the most to you and why? Hustle, loyalty, respect.
Oh, that's a good one. Can I go? I say loyalty. And the reason why,
well, who are
because
you?
Tristan, this is executive producer Tristan. I say loyalty because this season I have real friendships on the show. And at some point during filming, out of the 3 months, 2 months we filmed, I probably had to question some loyalty. Loyalty. So that's why I would say loyalty, because loyalty means a lot to me. I've tried to stay loyal to anybody that stays loyal to me. Now, I've tried, I do. So, you know, once you disloyal to me, that hurts. I think it'll hurt anybody that have a heart. So loyalty for me.
Alright, this is Denisha. This is Denisha calling. I would say respect, because without respect, you can't have loyalty or the ambition to go out and hustle. You need to respect someone for what they're doing, so that so that person can be loyal to you.
I like that.
As we were little, I mean, your parents probably taught you that if you give respect, you get respect. So if you give respect,
interesting. Interesting. Anyone else?
My name is Orion Craig, and I would say probably loyalty as well. It's kind of like a tie between loyalty and respect, mainly because loyalty, I believe, is very close to who I am. I'm a very loyal person to, like, the things I believe in and the things that I do and my friendships. And I think that when you show that you're truly loyal to someone or to something, that's a very respectful deed to have about you, or attribute to have about you, is that you're willing to follow no matter what. You're loyal to your dreams enough to continue to pursue them no matter what stands in your way. You're loyal to your friends no matter if they hurt you or if you're hurt and you just want to give up. They're loyal to you, you're loyal to them. Your hustle, you can be loyal to your hustle. Just everything pretty much to me centers around the loyalty aspect of things.
Interesting. And my last question is, how do we see the show? If we're interested now, we want to catch up on season one to get ready for season number two. Where can we find the show? How do we see it?
You can go to YouTube and subscribe, or Google, or you can type in on Google as well, HLR Chicago, and it will pop up. See, make sure you guys check out the super trailer and the introduction episode to get the inside scoop on season two, because season two returns next Tuesday, May 24th at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Nice. Nice. Well, listen, I want to thank you guys for being on the show. You're doing a wonderful thing. No matter what kind of criticisms or haters you run into, forget all that. You know, you can even say, F it. Okay, because you're doing something really good in that you're putting it out there. My hat's off to you guys. Applause to you. It's hard to make a movie. It's really hard. It's a thing that some people dream about doing but never can manage to do. That's how hard it is. But you guys are doing it. Another applause out to you guys, and hopefully you'll come back to the show again. I wish you much love and success on your show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Everybody, have a great day. We're looking forward to the weekend. Once again, the cast and crew of Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Chicago. You guys check out the show. Have a great day, everybody.
Keep it.